Tomorrow in Oklahoma, Republicans will vote on a nominee to serve the last 2 years of Senator Tom Coburn's term. Coburn is retiring at the end of the year. The two frontrunners are Congressman James Lankford and former State House Speaker T.W. Shannon. Immigration has surfaced as a big issue in the Oklahoma race, and the winner of this GOP primary will all but certainly become the state's next U.S. senator. Here's NPR's Brian Naylor.
Oklahoma is among the reddest of red states, as red is the meat served at the Cattleman Steakhouse. The place is a fixture in Oklahoma City's old Stockyards district. Legend has it a previous owner won the restaurant in a dice game. Chatting with some of the lunchtime crowd, it's clear there is little regard for Washington or anyone in it. Lee Brown, a retired oil field worker, says the country is moving backwards, and he puts the blame squarely on President Obama.
Acts more like he's a czar or a dictator that can do whatever he pleases with a pen and a telephone.
The latest thing that Brown blames on the Obama administration is the upsurge in children crossing the southern border on their own. Federal officials are housing hundreds of them at Fort Sill in southwest Oklahoma. Brown believes the administration is encouraging the children to come to the U.S.
I think they are, or they wouldn't be coming like they are. It's just not normal for kids, young teenage kids, to leave their home and their country and come over here.
The children are also a concern for Apache resident Diane Day, who says they should be sent back.
We live 20 miles from Fort Sill, so we were going to get 200 and some children and now 500 and some. That needs to be gotten under control. We can't afford our own people. We can't hardly afford other people.
In fact, the Army is preparing to house as many as 1,200 children at the base. State Republican Chairman Dave Weston says it's one of the many national issues that are playing out in the Oklahoma Senate race.
The fact that we can't even keep six-year-olds out of our country, that's very concerning, very alarming, not only from a national security viewpoint, but from a health viewpoint. What diseases could these children be carrying because they don't carry inoculations? What diseases could we be transmitting to them?
At a debate between the two frontrunners last week, both candidates expressed their concern. T.W. Shannon says it's an issue that hits close to home for him.
These juveniles are housed right about 5 miles from where I live every single day. This is a result of failed leadership from Washington, D.C. We need to send them back to their homes, and we need to make sure we secure our borders and say no to amnesty.
Congressman Lankford agreed the children should be sent back.
It's obvious that we do not have a secure border when 12-year-olds are walking across the border. So the president can't continue to say our borders are secure. They're clearly not.
The similarities between Lankford and Shannon on immigration extend to just about every other issue. Shannon's strategy has been to paint himself as a Washington outsider. He's part African-American and part Chickasaw Indian and has the backing of Tea Party favorites Sarah Palin and Senator Ted Cruz. An independent group has spent $1.3 million on ads like these on behalf of Shannon.
T.W. Shannon's the most conservative speaker in Oklahoma history. He cut Oklahoma's debt and our income taxes. James Lankford voted with liberals to raise the debt ceiling twice.
In his defense, Lankford points out that Oklahoma's two conservative Republican senators, Coburn and James Inhofe, also voted to increase the debt limit. Coburn has remained neutral in the race, but you wouldn't know that from this Lankford ad.
Dr. Tom Coburn has served Oklahoma with distinction. And when he saw an outside group unfairly attacking James Lankford, he called the ads untruthful. Dr. Coburn praised James Lankford as a man of integrity.
Lankford's campaign has outspent Shannon's, but outside groups have tilted the spending advantage to Shannon. One thing is clear, whoever wins tomorrow, Oklahoma's red state politics will be little changed. Brian Naylor, NPR News.